In 2011, the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University received 30 prints from the Robert Mapplethorpe Foundation. The set includes some of the more challenging images for which the photographer is known, taken in New York's sexual underground during the 70s and 80s. These pictures are currently having their IU debut at the Grunwald Gallery. The show opened October 10th with a talk by Philip Gefter, longtime writer on photography for the New York Times. WFIU's Yael Cassander spoke with Gefter, who's just written a biography of the collector whose name is as obscure as Mapplethorpe's is infamous.
In case the name Sam Wagstaff is not immediately recognizable, the title of Philip Gefter's new biography of him provides a little context. Wagstaff, before and after Mapplethorpe.
Well, Sam was conspicuously known as the lover, mentor, and patron of Robert Mapplethorpe, and I always say that was only the last of his distinctions. I think Sam was a much more influential figure in shaping art history in the second half of the 20th century than is commonly understood, widely understood, even understood. By the time Sam met Robert in 1972, Sam was 50 years old and Robert was 25. It's commonly thought that Sam sort of scooped him up from the street, urchin-like, in you know, Pygmalion fashion, and created this young artist. In fact, Robert had gone to a preeminent art school, Pratt Institute, and had gotten his cultural education at the Chelsea Hotel in Maxis, Kansas City. So by the time they met, he had a patina of art world sophistication himself. He was no rube in that regard.
I'm waiting for my man.
What happened next was remarkable. In the 5 years between Sam and Robert's meeting and Mapplethorpe's first solo show at the Holly Solomon Gallery in New York, so much had changed aesthetically and socially.
In the 70s, it was pre-AIDS, liberated Manhattan. There was nothing like it before or since. It was a unique moment in time. The growing respect for photography in the art world occurred simultaneously with the rise of the gay rights movement in America. And that was a coincidence.
Coincidence or not, the confluence of trends positioned Mapplethorpe for stardom.
Because of the new sexual freedom, he felt freer to be able to make the kind of imagery he wanted.
Creative freedom is one thing, but becoming the darling of the art world, quite another. This could be where Sam Wagstaff comes in. Take the debut show at Holly Solomon, one of the premier dealers at the time.
Sam did not introduce him to Holly. However, Holly did say that she knew of Robert's relationship to Sam, and Sam was a great photography collector, and she wouldn't have touched Robert without Sam. And she said there were other gallerists like me.
But it's more complicated than that. Yes, Sam became known as a great photography collector, however.
Sam credits Robert Mapplethorpe for turning his attention to photography.
Because back in the 60s, when he was curator of contemporary art at the Wadsworth Athenaeum and then the Detroit Institute of Arts, Sam Wagstaff certainly wasn't interested in the medium.
Sam did not think photography was an equal in the art world. He thought it was an inferior medium, a kind of applied art. And that was a typical attitude in the art world, curators and critics and other artists too. That was their basic sentiment about photography.
Photography, Gefter explains, was hiding in plain sight in the canvases of the pop artists, Warhol, Rauschenberg, Ruscha, and even in Mapplethorpe's early work, which appropriated photos from so-called physique magazines. He didn't start out taking his own pictures.
Yeah. Robert had not even turned to photography when Sam met him. He was still making assemblages and collages in keeping with the art making of the late 60s, early 70s. But he was experimenting with photography, and it wasn't until he met Sam that he decided he was going to start focusing fully on photography.
The way Gefter recounts it, Wagstaff also shifted the focus of his collecting after one photograph in particular helped him better understand the medium.
One day in 1973, the two of them went to see a show at the Metropolitan Museum of Art called The Painterly Photograph. In the show was a photograph by Edward Steichen called The Flatiron Building. It was kind of a revolutionary building at the time. That was the beginning of his recognition of the photograph as being more than simply documentation of subject, but I think, in fact, it was the first moment he understood the subject and the image to be inextricable and of equal weight.
Once Wagstaff saw the light, the longtime collector started buying pictures.
When he started buying photographs at auction in Europe in 1973-4, until then, there was no art market for photography. Sam created that market.
As Sam's role as a market force took effect, so did the critical acceptance of photography.
Sam became an institution of one. Because he had been a curator in the 60s and had such art world influence, he could cross platforms in the art world. So when he turned to photography, serious curators and high curatorial ranks in major museums started paying attention.
Because of his social standing, Wagstaff's effect was twofold.
He was born into a notable New York family. His father was on the social register for years and years. He could, by nature of having a conversation with somebody, have them open a checkbook and buy an album of William Henry Fox Talbot's work from the 19th century at auction, or 10 photographs by this young artist named Robert Mapplethorpe.
Sam opened his own checkbook for Robert, buying him a loft and a Hasselblad camera, and making introductions for the young artist.
You know, we all have our fetishes. Sam's happened to be talent.
Robert has been called everything from a master manipulator to, you know, he made a point of befriending people in high places with power and money. How much of it was a con job? How much of it was Sam being madly in love? And how did the whole art market go for it?
When people talk about Robert being a manipulator, I don't think it's so simple. I mean, I think Robert was very clear about what he was after. And what he was after was he wanted his work to be seen and he wanted to enter art history in some way. I mean, he really was simply ambitious, but he happened to have landed in the very, very epicenter of that world. And he had already landed there before he met Sam. But you know how things start to snowball. And so people walk into Holly Solomon's gallery in 1977 and see these portraits of Princess Margaret and these kind of fancy British heiresses. And then, you know, Iggy Pop or Patti Smith. And by 1977 in New York, she was a rock star. So all of that participated. There's a confluence of events. It's timing. It's who you know. It's also Robert. And this maybe is the key, and I believe this profoundly, that Robert was just, his work was simply of the zeitgeist. He was identifying something true to his moment, which is what artists do.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Yael Cassander.
Philip Gefter's biography, Wagstaff, Before and After Mapplethorpe, will be published in November. Robert Mapplethorpe, Photographs from the Kinsey Institute, is on view at the Grunwald Gallery of Art at Indiana University through November 22nd.